Plagueis had given the sun guards the night off, and the only other intelligence in the sprawling apartment was the droid 114D, their servant for the occasion, pouring wine into expensive glassware as they removed their cloaks.
Sunniston,
Plagueis said, holding the glass up to the light and swirling its claret contents.
More than half a century old.
A toast, then, Sidious said, to the culmination of decades of brilliant planning and execution.
And to the new meaning we will tomorrow impart, to the rule of two.
They drained their glasses, and 114D immediately refilled them.
Only you could have brought this to fruition, Darth Plagueis, Sidious said, settling into a chair. I will endeavor to live up to your expectations and fulfill my responsibility.
Plagueis took the compliment in stride, neither haughty nor embarrassed.
With my guidance and your charisma, we will soon be in a position to initiate the final act of the grand plan.
Making himself more comfortable on the couch, he signaled for 114D to open a second bottle of the vintage.
Have you given thought to what you will say tomorrow?
I have prepared some remarks. Shall I spoil the surprise?
Why not?
Sidious took a moment to compose himself.
To begin, I thought I would say that while we in the Senate have managed to keep the Republic intact for 1,000 years, we would never have been able to do so without the assistance of a few beings, largely invisible to the public eye, whose accomplishments now need to be brought into the light of day.
Plagueis smiled.
I'm pleased. Go on.
Speaking in a low monotone, Sidious said,
Higo Damask is one of those beings. It was Higo Damask who was responsible for overseeing development of the Republic Reserve Administration and for providing financial support for the resettlement acts that enabled beings to blaze new hyperspace routes to the outlying systems and colonize distant worlds.
That will come as a revelation to some.
In a similar fashion, it was Higo Damask who transformed the Trade Federation.
No, no. Now is not the time to mention the Trade Federation. I don't see any problem with calling attention to the arrangements I facilitated between the Republic and the Corporate Alliance and the Techno Union, but we must take care to avoid areas of controversy.
Of course, Sidious said, as if chastised. I was speaking off the top of my head.
Try a different approach.
So Sidious did. And as the night wore on, he continued to amend and improvise, touching on Damask's childhood on Mygeeto, and on the Elder Damask's contributions to the Intergalactic Banking Clan during his term as co-chair. Wineglass in hand, Sidious paced the richly carpeted floor, often vacillating between confidence and misgiving. More than once, Plagueis voiced satisfaction with everything he heard, but he urged Sidious to save his energy for the morning. By then, though, Sidious was too wound up to heed the advice and kept reworking the order of the remarks and the emphasis he gave to certain points. The droid brought out a third, then a fourth bottle of the Sulliston wine.